From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Ariana Prothero. This Saturday is the National Day of Civic Hacking. The idea is for people to get together and use code, data, and technology to solve problems in their communities. Richard Bookman is organizing one of the weekend's Miami events, and he's here now. Richard, let's take a closer look at this idea of civic hacking. What exactly is it? I think a lot of people hear the word hacking and they think it's a bad thing. So can you clear that up for us?
So that's a great question. And, you know, the origins of the word hack really go back to something that actually happened during Second World War when airplanes would come back damaged from bomber runs, and they would need to like pick out pieces of them and try to assemble new bombers. And so hacking is this notion of kind of making do with what you got and looking for rapid, effective solutions to problems.
Now, how has this idea of hacking evolved?
You know, as with many, many words in the English language, words can have multiple meanings. I think in the computer science roots and traditions, a hack was just a quick piece of software code that a programmer wrote to solve a particular problem. The idea that then one might use one's computer skills to sort of inappropriately and even illegally break into a system that you didn't have access to, that was now all of a sudden, you know, another meaning of the word. But the spirit here is creative, rapid problem solving. And so the best tradition of civic hacking might not even involve programming. It might just involve really smart, creative thinking and looking at problems differently.
What exactly is going to happen at this event that you're organizing Saturday and Sunday?
So we've got a great group of what is now well over 200 people to come together and think about ways of using government data to try and come up with creative solutions. So our Miami-Dade County government partners in this have just put into place this kind of universal number to call. If you find a pothole or some trash bin that's overflowing, you can just dial 311 to get a service or get information. They're now opening up their 311 data and basically challenging the developer community. Help us build tools to analyze the requests that come into 311. Maybe we could find out, gosh, you know, like garbage in this area is just consistently not picked up properly. Let's try to figure out what's the cause of that problem, and then we could fix it. The other thing that absolutely sets our event apart from all others in the country is a theme that we call the art of civic hacking. We've said, why don't we bring artists in and give them an opportunity to take government data sets and splash it up on a wall. Think of it as your paint bucket full of government data. Art is a way of summoning attention. And so artists may be able to summon attention to some of our social problems with government data in ways that pure programmers alone wouldn't do.
Are there other events happening in South Florida around National Day of Hacking?
Yes, Ariana. We've got another event organized in Boca that's called Hackanui. And that's a group of developers that are using a set of technologies to try to capture just natural human movements, no keyboards, no mice, just, you know, natural human gestures as the way to control computers. So the Hackanui event will be running in Boca. We also have events statewide, and one in Orlando and one over in Tampa, St. Pete area.
And I've been speaking to Richard Bookman, the organizer of Hack for Change Miami, taking place this weekend at Lab Miami in Wynwood. The event is part of the National Day of Civic Hacking. You can find out more about it at WLRN.org. And from the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Ariana Prothero.